You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is a segment that we actually used to do pretty often, but it has been years since we did it. It's called Been There, Done That. So here's what's going to happen. Jeremy and I are really curious as to how, when you take all of our listeners cumulatively and you put them all together, they've done everything.
Yeah, because there's so many of you. So many of you.
A bunch. So what we do is we have some fun with this. We throw out five categories, all right? Five experiences. And we say you only need to have done one of these. So if you have done one of these, call us because we want to hear the story. You do have to be at least 18. And we'll probably have to go through these many times because what will happen is we get a whole bunch of people for one and it fills the phone lines.
Correct. And, you know, we love your texts and everything, but this is definitely just strictly phone calls. We want to talk to you about your experience with whatever the topic may be here, the scenario. Okay.
So yes.
Just calls on this one.
Texts are great, but this has to be a conversation. All right, here we go. Here's the five things we're looking for. Pay attention. If you have done one of these, don't wait for someone else. Call right away. Number one, kissed a celebrity, and you're saying, Jeremy, on the mouth.
Yeah, let's say on the mouth. If we don't get anyone with on the mouth, we'll just move to cheek.
Oh, we'll get one.
Okay, so you had to have kissed a celebrity on the mouth then.
Because you could have kissed them before they were a celebrity.
Sure, you could have. Okay,
right. So you went to high school with, you know, Ryan Gosling, okay?
Brad Pitt or something. Okay, so mouth kisses.
Kissed a celebrity. That's number one. Number two, somebody who has been to Antarctica.
Okay.
Got it?
Got it.
Number three, somebody who has had something transplanted into them. Okay. Heart, kidney,
lung, nail, anything. I mean, big or small, whatever.
Somebody who's had something transplanted into them.
Okay.
Number four, somebody who has been in a movie. Now, it could be just as an extra, that's fine, but it has to be an actual big movie, not, hey, in college, we made a college film. This has to be something that was national release.
I was in Fast and the Furious.
Right,
something we've heard of, okay?
Okay. And then number five, somebody who owns or runs a food truck.
Yes.
Josh says we can knock one of them out already.
All right.
So let's find out which one it is. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Kimmy.
So we're doing Been There, Done That. We got five categories. We need five calls. You're number one. What did you do?
I have been to Antarctica.
There's one down.
So we need to know quickly the story. What the hell were you doing there?
I worked at McMurdo Station and met my husband there. As they all say, the odds are good that the goods are odd, but we met and we've been married for 12 years.
That's fantastic.
Really good.
One of my, one of my biggest treasures is a sweatshirt from McMurdo because a friend of mine went down with ASS for originally 6 months and then ended up staying a full year.
Tell everybody what that is first.
At our Antarctic Support Services. It's
yes,
ASS, which is hilarious. Yeah.
And then there it's changed a lot because it's a government contract program. So it was with Raytheon, then Lockheed Martin, then Leidos. Yeah, after a while, and you just stay, have jobs down there, pretty much anything that would support a small town.
There you go.
Science.
She, listen, great. She was there back in, like, I think, 92, and that's when she brought me the sweatshirt. And I will tell you what she told me quickly before we go to break. She said it was a wild, that when she wintered over, she goes, it was wild. It was party central. And they had to ship in, like, hundreds of condoms or something.
There's nothing else to do.
Because they said it was insane.
Was that what you did, Kim?
Well, I was there in the early 2000s, and it was Party Central.
Hey, yep, there you go.
Lots of fun. Yep. And I wintered three times. So
it's the old, you got to stay warm somehow.
You know what I'm talking about. Kim, that's delightful. Thank you for getting us off to a great start. We appreciate you.
Don't say getting us off.
Right on.
See you later.
Bye. All right, so we've got Antarctica. If you were calling for that one, you can hang up.
Got
we need Kissed a Celebrity, something transplanted into them, been in a movie, own or run a food truck. Bridget, good morning. Welcome to the show. We appreciate you.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I believe you've had some sort of transplant from what I read on the screen.
I did. I had a liver transplant November 9th of last year.
Oh, so you got a fresh liver. Fresh liver.
I did.
Right on. Everything's
going. How
you
doing? We want to know how you're doing today.
Yeah, you all right?
I'm doing great. Actually, there's two different transplants. There's one where you could have a live donor and they cut somebody's part of the liver out and transplant into you.
Yeah.
And there's one where you get a deceased donor's liver, and I have a deceased donor's liver, which is understandably kind of hard for me in the spiritual kind of way, knowing that, you know, someone passed away.
Sure.
But I'm doing great. I'm actually, you know, 5 months post-op, and I haven't, knock on wood, been back to the hospital, and I'm living here in Denver, currently working two jobs, and I've been doing good.
That's great news.
I'm glad you're doing well.
Thank you very much for calling us. We wish you continued success, okay?
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, that's good. And that's that whole, you know, it's tragic that somebody lost their life. But that's why you and I are constantly telling people, get that little note thing on your driver's license to donate. Donate. It helped her live. It helped Bridget live.
Yeah. Both Dom and I do that. So, yeah. Well, I see that we have been in a movie and kissed a celebrity, but we're still missing food truckers.
The food truck?
Have a food truck, own a food truck.
I would have thought that would be one of the easier ones.
Know somebody with a food truck at this point?
No, we can find somebody who worked in a food truck.
All right.
Come on.
Let's do
303-691-1MIX, because I'm especially curious to find out, since I wanted to do a food truck at one point. You know, with, what did I call it? Dom's Muffin Burgers?
You're a muffin burger. I mean, no, the food trucks are everywhere. Go ahead.
303-691-1649. You should call us right now if you have run a food truck at any time. All right, who you got next?
We got Carol. She's been in a movie.
Oh,
hi.
Carol.
Hey, you.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey, superstar.
Yeah, right. It was so much fun.
Okay.
So, tell us the movie.
Die Hard 2.
Oh, wow. Yes, well known, okay.
Yes.
So, an extra in that movie, did you go running, screaming, like with your hands in the air or something? Oh!
Yeah, but they actually want you, because it was at the airport, you had to have luggage, and so you were running around with this luggage, and it was just weird, but it was fun, you know. I had a great time.
Did you
and
get
they
to
pay,
meet...
They pay you for that, too, though, right? Didn't you get some cash?
They pay. Yeah, it was a night shoot, so you start about 5 o'clock at night or in the evening, and then you work all night. And they feed you about midnight or 1 o'clock. They give you a big dinner.
Okay. So did you get to meet Bruce Willis? I mean, that's the biggie.
Well, not personally, but
But you saw him?
Actually, one of the scenes that we shot, he was in a taxi cab, and if you remember, the taxi cab crashed. And when he jumped out, I was right behind the door, and he looked at me and goes, "Get out of my way!" That was my encounter.
That's all great. Right. I'm going to have to watch the movie again just to see that. I was an extra in a movie that filmed in Denver called Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead. And it had Christopher Walken. You remember that? Christopher Walken and Andy Garcia. And I think they gave me $50 and, and some food.
Why not? Free food.
Yeah.
And I'm in it for 2 seconds. So
I know. That's about how long I'm in it, because a lot they edited, so you
sure.
know.
Yeah, well, it's right. your little go-to brag with all your friends. You can say you've been
Superstar
in Die Hard
Carol.
2.
Hey, thank you for being on the show. We hope you have a great day, okay? Thank you. I think I'm going to go. Well, since we were begging for food truck, I'll save it for last.
Okay.
Let's do the celeb. Here's Laura Lynn. Laura Lynn, who the heck did you kiss on the mouth?
Charles Barkley.
Really?
Charles Barkley?
We want that story right now.
Like recently, or when did this go down?
No. This was like 20 years ago.
Okay.
It was in Philadelphia. I used to live there. And my girlfriend worked for a news station, and I guess she covered sports. I don't even really know how Charles Barkley ended up in our group, but it was a bunch of girls. We were all out at a martini bar. And Charles Barkley shows up, and we all sit down to dinner with him. And I didn't realize, like, I didn't watch basketball or follow it, so I didn't really realize
how
big of a celebrity he was.
Uh-huh.
I knew who he was.
Okay.
But I just didn't realize. And then all these people are coming up for autographs, and little kids are coming to the table, and he's, like, super nice. But then we went across the street to a different bar, and then that's when we...
That's when the magic happens.
Wow.
Now, was this on the lips?
It was, but I was hesitant because, like, I'm tiny. I'm 5'4", and he's, like, I don't know what, 6-something.
Sure.
He's 6'10", double my size, right?
Yeah.
So I just remember, so he, yeah, and then, of course, he's getting a lot of attention, and I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. And then he has a room at the Ritz-Carlton, and he asked if I want to go there. And I said, I'm sorry, I only sleep with people that I consider my soulmate. And he goes, baby, I got soul.
That's a great story.
That's fantastic. That's
so
good.
Yeah. I'm assuming you don't stay in touch with him. Is that right?
No. Here's the best part, though. I roll my eyes and I go, okay, yeah, whatever. I'm not that kind of girl. I'm not kidding. Within 2 minutes, I turn around, talk to my friends, look back. He's already out the door with another girl. So.
Well, you know, athletes.
Oh, Laura Lynn, thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you, okay?
Great story.
No problem.
See you later.
So been there and done that.
Baby, I got soul.
That's fantastic.
That's good.
All right. So, we've got two food trucks. Is that right?
It looks like it.
So you know what? Since it's the last one, we'll do them both. We'll do Karen and is it Elena, I think? Here's Karen, what's the food truck? Karen, okay,
right.
Maybe we're not going to talk to Karen. I thought we were going to do both. Is it Elena? Am I pronouncing that right? Alina?
Yeah, it's Alina.
Alina. So we need to know about the food truck.
Yeah, so I'm actually not a food truck, but I'm a mobile beverage service.
What does that mean? Are you like Kona Ice?
No, I do, like, basically a mobile bartender. So you hire me for your events.
Okay.
And I have a trailer that I have, and I have, like, a standalone bar. And I bring it to your events, no matter if it's, like, inside or outside. And I'm able to make pretty much, like, whatever drinks you would want.
What?
Okay, I like it.
I like the concept.
It's not a food truck, but I do like it.
So is it like a trailer that you pull behind a truck or something, or is it a standalone?
Yeah, so it's like a two horse trailer that we like made it all fancy, and it has like a complete like bar setup.
Mm-hmm.
And inside of it, I have pretty much like just a little mini bar, and then I also have things to do. So that way I can cater to younger crowds, too. So I have, like, stuff.
Like cornhole
animals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we got to run. Okay, thank you. That's cool.
That's cool.
It's not
that's
a food
unique.
Truck.
No.
I want a food truck. Did we ever get Karen back?
Thank you,
Alina. We appreciate you. Karen, are you there?
Hi. I'm so sorry. I was dropping my dog off at the sitter, so sorry.
Okay, that's all right. You're back. So do you have a food truck?
No, I don't. Oh. I worked in a food truck in Austin. We sold these little donuts, and they were amazing. yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun. So,
what was the name of the food truck?
Donuts.
Just donuts.
And it was really, yeah.
I feel like that's pretty. I want like donut pass us by or.
Well, we were in this. So in Austin, they have this trailer park full of just nothing but food trucks. So
yeah.
I really enjoyed it so much that I ended up starting my own like food business. So I own a charcuterie and catering company in Denver. So
all right.
Yeah. Let's ask this. Let's go back to the food truck, though. How many donuts over the time you worked there do you think you put in your mouth?
Oh, I don't know. Probably more than necessary. I mean,
yeah.
Probably
hundreds.
At least hundreds, maybe more. I don't know. I love food way too much. So, and they had some really different ones. Like bacon was definitely a lot, you know, was on the donuts. Yeah, a lot,
like a maple bacon donut. That sounds good. You should do donuts with your charcuterie business. Make little charcuterie boards with donuts.
We're way over time. Thank you for the call. Alina and Karen brought home the beverage cart and the food truck. And we got all five of
success!
Them.
Success! I didn't know if this was going to work out, but success!
We got Kiss the Celebrity, and it was Charles Barkley. We got Antarctica. We had somebody with a liver transplant. Somebody who'd been in Die Hard 2. And then all the food and beverage
all
truck
right.
stuff.
This was very nice.
We should do this like once a month.
I'm down for that. Absolutely.
I just like the stories.
Me too.
It's all about stories.
Me too. Thanks, everybody.
And the Charles Barkley story is terrific.
Solid. Hard to beat. Solid.